You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network, the home of More Talk Now. Sitting in for Steve today is Scott Bertram.
Oh, it's one of my favorites, Jay Giles. Nighttime is the right time. The morning's the right time, of course, for the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter is where to find the program. Joining us on the phone lines right now, Stuart Taylor, co-author of The Campus Rape Frenzy, The Attack on Due Process at America's Universities, and also a co-author of a commentary from about a week ago at RealClearPolitics.com, End the Bias in Campus Sexual Misconduct Tribunals, and it's a well worth a read. Stuart Taylor, thank you for jumping on the Steve Gruber Show.
Very nice to be with you.
So before we get to the commentary and kind of the new news from the Department of Education and Betsy DeVos, tell us a bit about what your book covers, The Campus Rape Frenzy. What do we need to know?
The gist is that the Obama administration, starting in 2011, interesting, not right at the beginning, 2011, laid down a bunch of marching orders, basically just decrees for all of the more than 7,000 federally financed colleges and universities in the country, requiring them to adopt very guilt-presuming, really, procedures whenever they're processing. They have to put any male or female, for that matter, accused of sexual assault or any sexual misconduct on trial. And this required very tough procedures that made it very likely that even innocent people would be found guilty. The colleges of American universities, many of them, were all too eager to comply with this because of their ideological bias against male students accused of any kind of sexual misconduct, and also because of their fear that the Obama administration would take away their federal money, hit them with bad publicity. And that was the gist of the book. And what's happening since then is that that there's a national debate on all that has erupted, and Betsy DeVos, current education secretary, is moving to try and change the rules, but she has an uphill battle to actually get fairness to these campus tribunals.
You write in your piece with Casey Johnson over at Real Clear Politics, in this Me Too era, it might seem counterintuitive to suggest that campus systems have prioritized the interests of accusers over the need to achieve a just outcome. In the Me Too era, we are told, believe the accusers basically at all costs. And so explain a bit, because this has been, as you mentioned, going on for some time, what current policies, pre Betsy DeVos, are doing to sort of erode due process at these institutions?
Well, the kinds of processes they have is, first, the Obama administration required a minimal burden of proof called preponderance of the evidence, which means it's almost a coin toss, you're found guilty. B, they required that training materials be used by universities for all the people involved in passing judgment on accused students, and that they, in practice, those have been almost entirely guilt-presuming. They train people that women don't lie, or if they look the bait lying, it's probably just rape trauma. They train them that questioning an accuser too closely is victim blaming. They severely limit cross-examination. They didn't allow, most schools don't allow lawyers to come into these processes to represent the accused student. So they had a whole bunch of these rules, and the result is that scores, maybe hundreds of young men who are innocent have been found guilty of sexual misconduct, often assumed to be rape. Once the word gets out, sexual misconduct is a vague term, and suspended or in many cases expelled. Then they can't get into another university. It's a real blot on their futures, and it's doing a lot of damage.
Stuart Taylor with us, co-author of The Campus Rape Frenzy. Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show. So Betsy DeVos has committed to a two-step process to try to create a fairer system. There's some interim guidance that was out toward the tail end of last year. What is Betsy DeVos now telling schools?
The interim guidance, I'd say the key provisions are they have to avoid sex stereotypes or generalizations, as in they have to stop training people that males are predators and females always tell the truth. They have to use the same standard of proof in sex-related cases that they apply in other cases, and there was kind of a recommendation, not an order, that they up the burden of proof to clear and convincing evidence. They have to make sure the people doing the judging are free of conflicts of interest and biases. They have to look at the exculpatory evidence, the evidence of innocence, as well as the evidence of guilt, you know, if there's evidence cutting both ways. That's what she's already said. But the universities are, by and large, either ignoring or defying what she already said, taking advantage of the fact that it wasn't always mandatory and sometimes it's vague, and they haven't really done much enforcing yet. So meanwhile, she has an order and what's called a notice and comment rulemaking underway, which is a long, elaborate process, necessarily so, in order to adopt regulations that will stand the test of time, adopt a broader set of procedural requirements for any such rules, including rights to a lawyer, rights to cross-examination, rights to make sure to have the training materials be public and be fair, a presumption that unfair procedures in these cases amount to sex discrimination, and a list of other rules designed to make it not all the way to the criminal process by a long shot, but to make it a lot closer to the criminal process than these kangaroo courts that the campuses have now.
We are just out of time. Stuart Taylor, the book, The Campus Rape Frenzy, The Attack on Due Process at America's Universities, and again, realclearpolitics.com, a piece with Casey Johnson, End the Bias in Campus Sexual Misconduct Tribunals. If you're unaware of this stuff, it's a good time to catch up, especially if you have a son on a campus somewhere in America. Stuart Taylor, thank you so much for jumping on the Steve Gruber Show this morning.
Thank you. Nice being with you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. That's Stuart Taylor. Coming up in just a bit, Congressman Paul Mitchell from Michigan's 10th District. We talked to him about infrastructure, DACA, more. It's the Steve Gruber Show.